Taste and see that I am good Thursday. So on behalf, we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call this day on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and the TMC family as a whole. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we just thank you for this day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We command the morning to line up with the heavens to declare your glory, O God. We exalt you and we magnify you. We glorify you, Father. And today on this Thursday, we taste of you and see, and we know, Father God, and we see and we hear, Father God, that you are good. And as we go through this day, Father, help us to think about those things of you, those things that are pure and just, and that those things that are lovely, Father God. Help us, Father God, to get through this day because your word says that you would never leave us and forsake us, Father. So I lift you up right now. I praise you. I thank you for the Master's Call. I thank you for the founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank you, Father God, for each and every single prayer intercessor. I pray that you would continue to do new things and greater things in their lives. Touch right now. Heal right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone that needs mental, physical, and spiritual healing right now. In the name of Jesus, I step forth this call that it would go free, uncontaminated, unhindered. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against it shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, and I clear the platform right now for the speaker that will come this day, Father God. I speak, Father God, that as their mouth opens, that words from you will flow through them into us, and that as we go through this day, our lives will be empowered, enriched, and enhanced as we have decided to start our day here on the Master's Call, God. I bless your holy name. I praise your name. I glorify you and I honor you because you are all that and more, Father. I love you. I bless you. I praise you. I celebrate you, and it is done on this Taste and See Thursday. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare it to be. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I would like to turn this call over to our hostess for the day on this Taste and See That I Am Good Thursday. Hostess, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you so much, sister, for opening us up in prayer and greeting the people. Good morning to each one of you. This is Minister Robin here in New Jersey. And along with my dear sister, I am going to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. And yes, we have tasted and we will continue to taste and know that our God, he is truly good. Well, let me just tell you a little bit about our call, the Master's Call. This is our third year anniversary, and we are saying thank you to Dr. P.K. Roberts and thank you to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon because they said yes to the plan and the purpose that God had for their lives and also for this call. We stand on a powerful scripture, and you can locate it in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And that's the first thing we do. We start this call off with prayer, as you heard Minister Tiffany. We end with prayer. We receive an enriched word from the vessel that God uses daily, Monday through Friday. And then we go out and we are those ministers in the marketplace. Our mission statement is that we are being enriched. We are being enhanced, empowered believers as we begin our day. And if you have any prayer requests, any praise reports, if you would like to be a speaker on the call, you can send all of that to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And every one of our messages also have been archived from the first day that we started on October 25th, 2010. And you can go to our website, which is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. That's themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And immediately following this call, many of us are artists, international health and wellness distributors, That's the thread that has bonded us together. We have a morning motivational call, and that's hosted by our Platinum President, Dorothy Cook. And that phone number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Well, I'm not going to take up any more time at this time. I am going to call the woman of God forward and let her bring the word to us, and then I'll come back and I'll give you additional announcements. Well, we all know our Mother Eva. We love her, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She is an anointed woman of God. She is an appointed woman of God. She is a victorious woman of God. She is a sold-out woman of God. And she belongs to us just like she belongs to the Lord. I am so glad that she is a mentor. She is so sold out to the Lord. She stretches us. She pushes us out of the nest. And she lets us know that God can do whatever he wants in and through us as long as we are yielded. And she shows us that, and she teaches us that. And she is planning her wedding, and we are so excited for her. And I love it dearly, and I can go on and on and on. And I send her a big, big, big hug. Good morning to you, Dr. Vanessa. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Prayer General Minister Robin, for just being all that we could ever ask you to be as our Prayer General. You've done a, as Dr. PK would say, a super fantastic job, and I love and appreciate you. Thank you, as usual, Miss Tiffany, for greeting God's people this morning and aligning all the heavens for us to hear, thus said the Word of God. I'm pinch hitting this morning, and I always teach them, as I teach myself, to be ready in season and out of season, and I do believe that I have a word from the Lord. I am always humbled and honored to see so many of you all from all over the country. And when I see these Skypes from all over the world, I get excited to dial in to meet the Master, to spend time, because this call is really all about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So warmest salutations to each and every one of you. Thank you for being a part of the call today. I'm going to minister when I minister to my flock on Sunday, and it was just a word that God has been, I say power drill, because I don't know about y'all, you know, I'm very animated. I think most of you know that by now about me, but I'm a real sister, S-I-S-T-A-H, and you know, some things God can say be quiet, but a lot of things God just has to say, shut up, Vanessa. Don't get deep, because most of y'all are just like me. And in this season, as I'm preparing for one of the most exciting seasons of my life, God has really been dealing with me. He's been showing me. You know, I pray every day, God, show me. And some days I think he gives a little overdose, but hallelujah. So I was ministering Sunday, and I pray that this word blesses you also today with the title, Transparency to Triumph. Transparency. I know some of y'all already went, uh-oh, but it's all right. Put on your spiritual safety belt. All is well. Transparency to triumph. Fighting for the transformation. Yeah, that's that subheading, because it is going to be a choice that we each have to make. Transparency to triumph. Fighting for the transformation. See, we all desire in our lives to walk in that Jehovah Nisi, the victory, the success. At the beginning of this year, God gave me the prophetic theme in 2013, God is manifesting our God-ordained dreams. And for some of us, we looked at the calendar and said, just thought I'd remind you, Holy Ghost, I know you know, that this is November 7th, and we only have a little bit under 2 months. But I just want to remind you there's still some dreams, some visions, some desires. And he said in 2013, God will manifest, but he said his God-ordained dreams. So as we desire the success in our life, the breakthroughs, the testimonies, we must be willing to go through our process. I talk about this a lot. And when the process allows true growth, healthy process requires a good old-fashioned transparency. It's not a cuss word. I promise it's not a bad word. To thy own self, we must first be true. See, this morning, let each and every one of us get naked before God. Let's be honest first with ourselves. This morning, let's each tell it like it T.I. is, keeping it real. Transparency requires truth. But don't hang up, but hold on, because we'll be speaking the truth in love. That's the theme of our ministry of Gathering of the Eagles Ministries, is Ephesians 4:15, that we speak the truth in love, that we all may grow up in Christ Jesus. And we first must be transparent as we are truthful. So let's start with some seeds of truth, the seeds of truth. And we know that every seed has a process before it becomes a fruit or a tree or a harvest in our life or a completed project or a graduation. It all started as a thought, as a seed. In John 12, that 24th through 25th passage, very familiar, it's in the red, so Jesus said it, and that truly settles it. In John 12, 24 through 25 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it. He that hath hateth his life in this world shall keep it until eternal life." Remember, there's always a process before there is a completion. But we must keep transparent and truthful through the transformation. See, everyone must count the cost before we begin. We must learn to strategize and then trust God and then get off our knees and begin. We have to learn to count the cost. And I always say, because I love this workshop whenever I have the opportunity to teach it, but when I first began ministering after seminary, I got this workshop from God called "It Costs to Be the Boss. Are You Willing to Go by Calvary?" It costs to be the boss, are you willing to go by Calvary? When we signed on the dotted line and said, yes, I want to be a part of Artists International. Yes, I want to be a part of this organization. Yes, I want to be a part of this relationship. Did we count the cost? See, the following passage, and I'm not going to take time this morning to read it, but I'm going to encourage you to go to Luke 14, 25 through 33, that whole story that Jesus tells in the red, in Luke 14:25 through 13. It's teaching us, Christ is teaching about discipleship. But the key verse I want to hone in on is on verse 28. "For which of you, intending to build a tower, or become platinum, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it? Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its savor," this is verse 34, "wherewith shall it be seasoned?" In other words, we've always been taught to plan our work and work our plan. But we're being transparent this morning now. Let's all be honest and transparent, because we all have entered something that as we began to put our hands to the plow, we realized that we had not correctly assessed and counted the cost. But with God, we must stay transparent and truthful so that he can order our steps and work it out. We know from world history that when any exploration team lands on new shores, discovers, when they were discovering different parts of even this great country of America, they first unloaded all the food, the rations, the supplies, and they burned up their ships so that there could be absolutely no turning back, no "I quit," no "this is too hard." Woo! If I call another person who's unhealthy and they don't want to even look at the vitamins or put on a garment, it's a mindset of no matter what, we're going to go on and conquer this new territory. Where God guides, he will provide, but we must make the choice to keep on keeping on and talk to our own selves. Like in 2 Samuel 32:30, where David had to encourage himself. See, in other words, while in the process, keep on keeping on, transparency to triumph means we've got to keep fighting within ourselves that we're going to complete this transformation. Some of us are sitting here like me with a little bit more of us to love than others. My glory has been revealed, and I've got to decrease my dimensions, and I've got to be transparent to say I can't just lay hands and pray it off. I've got to work it off. And we have some biblical examples of the process encountering great pressure, but a decision to keep going, a mindset, a made-up mind, make a decision, no matter what pressures you face, to keep going. Hold on to God and his promises in Hebrews 6. See, I want you to wrestle with the word, but we want this morning for you to let the word win. In Hebrews 6, 10 through 12, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shown toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints, and do minister. Verse 11, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence, that's not a cuss word, diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Remember, as you and I have a made-up mind, we're going to be developing a filter of faith. I love that, a filter of faith, which does not allow the negative, the doubt, the unproductive thoughts and behavior. We got to be transparent and say, sometimes I've talked my own self out of picking up that phone and calling someone. I said, ooh, look like it's going to rain, so I'm not going to get out and go prospect. Mm-mm. Have a made-up mind. I'm going to keep pressing no matter what. God say amen or oh me. See, secondly, know in your heart that you have the mind of Christ and put on your spiritual safety belt and just walk it out. We've talked so many times in our past times together about being spiritually led and not carnally led. And, you know, we go to Romans 7, that whole chapter in Romans 8, when Paul talks about you cannot be led by your feelings, emotions. God gave them to you, but they must submit to your spiritual, the Holy Spirit, the paraclete inside of you. And that comes from you putting in the time, talking to Daddy God, praying, studying, eating your word, so that you will be spirit-led. And when your emotions are raging, you'll say, down, girl, hold on, Bubba. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, oh, we can stop right there. But anyway, in Exodus chapters 4 through 36 is a long, elaborate story of Moses and him walking it out and walking it out against his own fears and facing Pharaoh in Exodus 4, walking it out, facing resistance, staying transparent from his own folks when the saints, the family folks, going through the plagues and a hard-hearted Pharaoh, Exodus 7 through 11. All but it even gets deeper when they get delivered. You know how folks seen you lose weight off of Transform 90. They've seen your blood pressure, and they hear the testimonies of things getting better. Well, still walking it out, facing the journey from Egypt, and still hear the murmuring and complaining from the Israelites, the very folks you trying to help in Exodus 14 through 17. Walking it out through judgment on the camp after coming down from Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments. In Exodus 32, we go lose some folks who give up and give out and get out of the place and the protection of God. See, in Exodus chapters 37 through 50, one of my favorite Bible characters is the story of Joseph. And we have even in the Hall of Faith, the patriarchs and the matriarchs of faith who endured the process. They've stayed transparent because we get to read about them through the annals of time. They don't get to hide like many of us do or think we are. But we read about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joshua and Rahab, Samson, Samuel, all in Hebrews 11. That entire chapter should feed your faith to say, God, if you did it for them, even when they admitted they were afraid, when they admitted, don't want to do it, even when they didn't understand, we get to see and study and feed our faith that you made a way out of no way. Oh, what about Paul's process of becoming an apostle in 2 Corinthians 11? that 24th through 31st verse, whatever Nessa wants to whine and complain, whatever I want to say, woe is me, the Holy Ghost reminds me, you need to go read 2 Corinthians 11, that 24th through 31st verse, and then come talk to me. I'm like, oh, okay, God, see, now I know where it is. And I'm like, okay, because what does that say? Where Paul of the Jews 5 times received out 40 stripes, save one. Thrice, 3 times I was beaten with rods. See, some of y'all would have said, okay, I'm about here now. And then once I was stoned, 3 times I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day have been in the deep. 26, we just on verse 26. In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, the very saints who you tried to help grow and get delivered, in perils by the heathens, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. You know the saints who really are the eights. In 29, who is weak? Am I not weak? Who is offended? And I burn not. If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities. In other words, decide that this is when 1 John 4:4 should really mean something to you, when it says, but greater is he. No matter what's going on, when all of hell is breaking loose, greater is he still that's in me than he that is in the world. See, I don't think anyone on this line has been doing anything close to what Paul had to walk it out, but our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is our ultimate model, our perfected example of walking it out, staying true to yourself, transparent. Let your wounds teach you how to really worship. Let the pressure press out of you a true praise. Let the test teach you how to truly trust God. Jesus endured the process all the way to the cross because he chose to be born to die. See, I could hear in the spirit someone on this line saying, but I get hurt when I have been transparent. People, saints, they take advantage of me when I'm transparent, Dr. V. Well, it is so. One soul for the Father, one soul for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost. It is so important to understand and always remember that no one, anyone, anybody, nobody has a heaven or a hell to put us in. It's about each and every one of us individually and corporately staying true to God's word and true to ourselves. We've got to get transparent, stay transparent. So truth always will have a home to stay in. Truth can't stay in all your deception. When you exaggerate and tell me, well, it was a whole bunch of, no, you lied, maybe one of the three people. It's okay, because you're helping somebody by just saying, girl, I sent out 100 invitations and only 12 people showed up. But guess what? One of those 12 bought enough that made up for all of them. See, you can learn to say that. Just say the truth. Be transparent because you're helping somebody. God can't hang out when you got all this deception, delusions, or you in denial. Can't get in. And truth will keep us marching on in our lives because we keep choosing to speak the truth how? In love. I didn't say beat the hell out of them with your words, but to speak the truth in love. And then we'll grow healthy through our process. See, remember, David's downfalls are documented for deliverance down through the degrees of time. But God still called David a man after God's own heart. Because why? Transparency through his tests and trials did bring triumph in his life. All we're talking today about transparency, staying real, being truthful, fighting for your transformation, allowing God to clean us up, scrub us out, pour out of us insecurities, inconsistencies, the doubts and the fears. And while we're in the process, we got to keep going. Yes, it hurts with tears rolling down our face. Yes, I'm being misunderstood. Yes, I keep feeling alone. He's going to teach some of us on this line how to be alone and not be lonely. But you got to fight for that transformation because God is only putting the pure one the glorified wide in the new transform wineskin. So let the process perfect you, not poison you. Let it make you better, but not bitter. Remember, practice does not make perfect. It's perfect practice that makes perfect. And our favorite, one of my favorite scriptures, Psalms 138, and that 7th and 8th verse, especially that 8th verse, said, God will perfect the things that concern you. Remember, Moses had a mentor, and Moses mentored Joshua, and we all have to allow and choose to let somebody help us. See, many of us have been sincere, but we've been sincerely wrong, even in our process. But still, we have to allow folks around us, and God will show you who's for you and who's not for you, and even in that process, you're transformed and you grow stronger. Choose successful people to mentor you, close up and from afar. Learn what they are doing and then do it. With mentoring, remember, no one is perfect but Jesus, but just make sure your mentor has the fighting for the transformation spirit with an attitude and a spirit about completing their God-ordained assignment. See, true mentoring is allowing others to see your strengths as well as our weaknesses, and they love us too much to let us stay like we are. See, a friend will love us and say, oh, girl, don't worry about it. You don't have to change. No, a mentor said, you need to come off of that. That attitude is stinking. And I don't care how talented your little anointed self is, you're not going any further until you change. See, a true mentor will speak the truth in love. So in closing, we're remembering that there's transparency to our triumph. And as we fight for the transformation, we're going to have first a mindset and a made-up mind. Secondly, we're going to choose to walk it out. And then thirdly, we're going to let the process perfect us, not poison us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sorry I went over. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Pastor Vanessa, for that word. I have taken so many notes. Let's go before the Lord in prayer, family. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, thank you for Dr. Vanessa, and thank you for that word that is in season, Father. And I pray, Lord God, that each and every single one of us, Father, will take the time, Lord God, so that we can be transparent, so that we can go through the process, so that we choose the correct and the right mentor for our life, Father. Lord, I thank you because you are the healer. You are the great physician. You sent your word, Lord God, and you healed Peggy, Father, in the name of Jesus, of breast cancer. Father God, you healed Marilyn Rivers, Father, in the name of Jesus. You healed Mother Ina, Father, in Jesus' name. You healed Joni, Lord. We thank you, Father, because your word is strengthening them. Your word says that by the stripes that your son Jesus has accepted on his body, they are healed. I thank you, Lord, also for Charlotte and for Charles, Father, that there's restoration in their home, Father. You said that the family is important, Father God, so there will not be any strife. There will not be any type of envy, Father. You caused the two of them, Father God, to walk in love, in agape love, Father. Show them what they need to do so that their home is restored and that there's joy and peace in their home in the name of Jesus. And thank you for being the healer of James Cooper. Infection has a name, and it had to bow to the authority of Jesus. So we say thank you for healing him in Jesus' name. Family, there are announcements for you. Artists International Health and Wellness Distributors, go to your back office. We had an awesome call last night, our corporate call, and there are specials going on. So please go to your back office and avail yourself to what is going on and what you can take advantage of for your business partners and for your new individuals who are coming into the business. Let me go ahead and give you the morning motivational number again. We're going to jump on that call immediately following this one, and that number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND, and that is with Platinum President Dorothy Cook. And at this time, I am going to call Dr. Vanessa forward to seal this word and set us free so we can be that minister in the marketplace and go and be what God has called each one of us to do for him this day. Are you there, Dr. V?
Yes, I am. Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God, for doing such an awesome job of hosting this morning. And again, we just appreciate you and praise you for all, praise God for all he's doing on this call. I just pray that we hear by the Spirit of the Lord. It's so important now that we get real, first with ourselves and become transparent, and then God can just flood us with all he desires for us to have. Father, we thank you for this word today. We seal it by the blood of Jesus. Father, first we repent for the times we haven't been truthful or transparent. And we just thank you that you said your mercies are new every morning. Now you're going to order our steps to who you would have us to walk this process through with. And we'll learn the right lessons. We'll be perfected to be more like you. Promote us to the purpose you have ordained for us from the beginning of time. Now as we leave this call, but never your presence, we will go out and be your anointed, appointed, on assignment, ministers in the marketplace. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out, and as our co-founder would say, have a super fantastic day. Blessings. Bye-bye.